This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBLFM.
Welcome back, everybody. This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3.
The Lizard King.
That's right.
Impressive there, Bob the
Grillin'. Thought he forgot where he was a minute.
The Lizard King coming in with that intro music.
I like that. We are on live at on Black Lake at the 211 Bar and Grill in Onaway, Michigan. And Jop is on the other line right now. Shasta is in here with us from Old World Olive Press. She's filling in for Jop again. And it's such a nice thing to have you fill in for Jop.
Well, thank you. We miss Jop.
Yes, we do. But you're so easy on the eyes compared to him. He's hard, you know.
Crusty. Crotchety. We'll stop.
Starting to get a complex, guys.
He can hear you.
Hi, Jop. How are you?
He can hear you.
I'm great. How are you guys? Sounds like you're having a good time.
No, not at all.
That's
right.
Tough place to be, Jop.
You're on Black Lake. I'm on Tower Lake. I'm actually out here sitting on a bucket. I've got about a dozen nice 8 to 10 inch bluegills here, and we're making a morning of it, but not a lot of ice down here, probably more up there where you are.
I think there's like 10 inches out there right now.
There's a lot of ice, a lot of turkeys.
Yep.
A lot of all crazy stuff up here.
We got a turkey here.
And that's not even in the bar.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Jop, we've got Mad Dog with us.
What I wanted to talk about is tomorrow being Super Bowl Sunday. There's a lot of great things you can grill. And I was going to take a little bit of a turn here and go with a turkey slider. And basically what I'm going to do is put together some about a pound of ground turkey, dice up half an onion, put a couple teaspoons of minced garlic in that, dash of Worcestershire, and salt and pepper. Put all that together and mix it up and make it into about a dozen beer bottle-sized patties. Grab a bottle of beer and drink it while you're putting all that together. And then I'm going to grill those on medium heat and serve them with a little Heinz 57 sauce. It's a little bit of a twist on the turkey, but that combination of the Heinz 57 and the ground turkey burger on a little slider, a little brioche bun, or whatever it may be, just makes a great little treat. They're quick and easy, and they're a great option for your Super Bowl party tomorrow.
Well, that sounds tasty.
We could probably grab the turkey down the street.
I was just thinking that about 50 of them. You're doing turkey sliders, and we slid into about 50 turkey this morning.
That's because you drove.
We messed up our new Dodge, K&M Dodge already. It's, we've got turkey sliders all over the grill.
They're sliding.
That's great.
But. Yeah. Well, we do miss you, and we hope your bride is getting better and that you're waiting on her hand and foot, which a good husband should.
Well, I kind of am. Like I said, I'm out on the lake, but she's only
promising.
A phone call away, so I didn't go to any other lake. I'm just out the back door. So,
did you put
anyway,
a flag on the house so she can raise a flag when she needs something?
Or a bell. Right.
You can run in.
Pull the trigger is more like it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Honey, here's the shotgun.
Fortunately. She's not a real good shot.
Yeah.
I taught her how to use those sights.
Yeah.
If you just tuned in, this is the Turkey Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM every Saturday 9 to 11. You can hit us on Facebook. You can find us on the web at thegrillinguys.com. You can probably get a picture of Jop out there in the ice. Are you got your longies on today, or is it a nice day down there?
Well, you know, it's about 28 degrees right now, and it's a little overcast, and I think that's actually helped the fishing. But just to give a shout-out to all the guys, if you are out there fishing, be really careful. I'm on just about 3 inches of ice. That's right on the borderline of being safe. But if you can get out on it, that's good. But just be careful out there. There's not a fish in the world worth swimming for, so be careful as you head out. But it is a lot of fun. It's going to be a beautiful day down here, and hope so it is up there for you guys, too.
Yeah, well, 3 inches, I think you're a 4-inch guy at least, minimum, so you better step lightly, man. We need you next week.
We miss you, Jop.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we've tested
it. Can you throw
it,
a rope to shore?
Friendly, so we're good.
The safety buoy.
Oh, boy. There's a... if we don't hear Jop talking in a minute, we'll know what happened anyway. Doesn't take much to auger through that thickness, though, does it?
No, you can move around and find the fish pretty easily. That's probably the biggest advantage of all of it. So,
right.
But anyway, well, you guys have a good time, and I'll check in on the next hour.
That sounds good. We're waiting. We're waiting for some reports on some sturgeon. It's going to be a good day up here. The sun's shining, and in all seriousness, it's too bad you're not up here with us because it's really your kind of place. You'd love this place.
It's beautiful.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take pictures.
Thanks, bud. We'll do that. No way.
No, not a chance.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Jop. That's the Jop from the show, my partner in the show here. He is calling in from Tower Lake where he lives out in Belding, Grattan Township. And he's right by the raceway, by the way. That's kind of a cool little part of the world, too, Grattan. But right now he's not on a raceway. He's on a bucket sitting on 3 inches of ice. And, oh, boy,
Park
3 inches. 3 inches. That, jeez.
He said swimming for fish. How about drowning for fish?
He could be spearing them.
Yeah, no,
maybe just grabbing them.
That bucket for something else.
He'd bail himself out.
Vomiting profusely down there or something.
Oh, no.
Anyway, this is the Girl and Guys on 107.3. We are up on Black Lake in Ottawa, Michigan. And we're celebrating the Sturgeon Festival. We've got a lot of cool things coming at you today. We just checked in with Jop. In the next segment, we're going to go down to Lafayette, Louisiana, and talk to our favorite Cajun boy, T. Gidd, from the Percy Guidry Company. We've got Mad Dog with his picks on the Super Bowl. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. But right now, I want to talk to Shasta just for a minute about some balsamics and some things. If you're making hors d'oeuvres for the big game tomorrow, what would be you've got just phenomenal knowledge in terms of balsamic vinegars, and you've really turned me on to a whole bunch of them, which is highlighted by a lot of the recipes I'm coming up with right now. I'm just kind of in that zone for balsamics.
You came up with a great recipe. I was actually pretty impressed.
Well, thank you.
This brie with balsamic maple sauce, that's a fabulous recipe. I can't wait to make this.
Well, we'll cover that in a little bit.
Own.
But, you know, you've got a whole bunch of recipes. Did you bring any of your recipe cards up with you? Can we pick your brain on that?
You sure can.
Maybe in the next segment when we come back.
You bet.
We'll do a little bit of that. But balsamics, what does that do to meat? We're talking really right now just meat on the grill. What does a balsamic do for that meat on the grill?
Yeah, it's going to add a whole nother flavor layer to the meat. It's also going to tenderize it. So if you've got a cut of meat that's not super tender and you're looking to make it softer, if you will, the balsamic's going to really help that out. But just even past that, the flavor that it's going to impart on anything that you use it on.
So you're going to add it to something like a juice or an oil or...
Well, you can. You can mix it with an olive oil, and you can marinate meat. You could also brush it on or baste it during the process.
That would be considered an acid, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So you'd want to be careful what you did combine it with so that you didn't have a disproportionate amount of acid that you're using
to
marinate.
Somebody paid attention in chemistry class.
You know, I flunked out of chemistry. I can't lie. But like yogurt, wine, citrus, those are all.
I got to tell you what, yogurt, you put a little bit of balsamic vinegar, espresso balsamic, over Greek yogurt, it's fabulous.
Okay.
There's your Super Bowl.
Well, I'm just so excited to grill for events like the Super Bowl. We're not going to be grilling today, but we do get to sit in here with Mad Dog from 7:30.
I'm telling you, this is a great change. We're going to add a little sports to it, but I mean, this is a sports show in itself. It really is.
They go hand in hand.
That's
you can't watch sports without a great snack, and
that's right.
If we're snacking in the house out in Lowell where we live, it's coming off the grill.
Hunting and fishing and the sturgeon situation here in Onaway State Park, and this is God's country.
I can't wait to see some sturgeon. Coming up next, we're going to go down to Lafayette, Louisiana, to the Percy Guidry Company. We're going to talk with my homie down there, T. Gidd. He's a buddy of mine from Louisiana. He's a big-time grill maker. He makes the Cajun grill. They have retail stores in Louisiana, and he's got a lot of recipes. So this is the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, yeah. Ain't no mercy. Ain't no mercy left.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.